The Shining Knight.
Yeah. All he has is a horse and a sword.
Not bad. I mean, he's far off. He's our level. Stat
wise. Yeah. Terrible.
Sandy the Golden Boy. Heschel can't take him. With a name like that, we should be able to take him.
We don't want to take him.
Sandy the Golden
Boy.
He's
a sidekick, man.
Oh, is he? Oh, I'm sure we can take him. Although the acrobatic six is pretty tough.
In Kevin's campaign.
That's true, we can't take. Usually it's not.
Because you add it to the dex instead of replacing the dex.
Yeah.
Phantom Lady. Wait a minute. I know her.
She looks familiar. How can you tell though? She's got goggles on.
That's true.
It's like totally different.
Yeah. I have no idea who she is.
Say who?
Phantom Lady.
Oh. Oh, no idea.
Nope.
She's got like sunglasses on.
Just like me.
True.
This yeah, but you know, wheelchair or not wheelchair is a really big thing.
That's true. And it looks shriveled up when not in costume. Something, I don't know.
Yeah, you make yourself smaller.
Yeah.
You just have an extra large wheelchair, so it looks like you're smaller.
I look like a child. I look like a child.
You wear baggy clothes.
That's true. I look all shriveled up. Miss America. So, does that superhero change every year? Hey, wait, that's a different superhero now. She wear a crown? Okay.
Okay, I guess we'll do it from here. So you found the camp.
Sorry. Door the thunder dog.
Everybody else went to scout it out and they didn't come back.
Oh my. Hey, where are they? They're not answering their.
Nope.
Huh. No what?
So the camp's still quiet, you know. There was some
light. Still like asleep and stuff.
Yeah. So there wasn't like a big fight you saw or thing. So as far as you could tell, there were a couple guards.
Big fight hasn't happened.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. This looks clean. You mean it's gonna be a big fight? So robot comes back and he comes back and. Well, where do you want now?
I thought they were with you.
No, I think we all spread out to look for clues. Did you find any clues?
Did I find any clues?
Okay, go ahead and roll. 17?
19 disease.
Okay. So you did note that the guards sort of were standing very still. They seem to be awake, but they're not moving.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Suspend animation.
Everyone was like zombie-ish. Are the guards even doing anything? I mean, breathing.
They're breathing. But it's like they're staring off into space.
I find some guard or two that's alone and walk up to him.
That's what she looks like.
The guard doesn't do anything.
Give him that eyeball to mark in his face.
He's just like staring off past you. Like you're not even there.
His eyes don't track my finger.
No.
Nothing.
Even after you poke him out. No. Stop staring at me.
I shoot him. Say something or I'll shoot. No.
Hey, eerie silence.
Huh.
In the desert.
I give Brad a call.
Yeah.
Hey, there's something up with the guards.
Dr. Jones speaking. Oh, sorry, I mean.
Yeah, they're not really guarding very well.
Well, I know you're not lying. Who is this? No. I check the guards. Can't see what's wrong with my radiation skills.
Go ahead and roll.
Oh,
sure, four. Oh, another four. Now it's eight. Six. 14. For all that, not very impressive.
Two rolling up, and I guess.
Well, it's not radiation.
Huh. Well, it's not radiation, I say. I didn't detect anything.
That's good to know. How many guards are there?
There are four guards.
And they're all, like, catatonic?
Yeah.
Huh. What about, like, other people? Like, the researchers or whatever?
Yeah,
we'll check.
So you can go into the tents?
Yeah. Any of them lit? Is that a knight?
It's a knight. All the tents are unlit. So there's a couple of, like, a fire in the middle.
Okay.
And a couple
of fire.
Yeah. And a couple of torches, but all the tents are...
Oh, I'll check this side, you check that side. And robot
oh, and
check
of course there's,
that side.
There's a pyramid nearby. And there's an entrance that's going.
Let's check the tents first. You check this side, you check that side, robot can check behind it.
Pyramid glowing.
No, the entrance glowing. My question light this side.
Yeah. Let's check the tents first. I'll check the tent. Anybody tents here?
First. Okay. You guys together or apart?
I check this side, you check that side.
Alright. Go ahead
and roll. Not very far apart. Four.
Seven or four. Alright.
Robot.
Alright.
He's got a... I don't know.
He's not very smart. But occasionally he comes up with something.
Yeah, he's got a mind of one and a will of three. So.
He says pretty.
14.
Alright, so... you look into the tents, the like workers and stuff. So really, the sleep. Normal sleep.
Can wake up.
Strangely enough, nobody's snoring.
Are they? You know, breathing?
Yeah, they're breathing.
Okay, I'll try to wake one.
He doesn't wake up.
What if I use my blast?
Then he wakes up.
No. Very briefly.
There you go, the conscious.
I use bomb. Wait now?
You wait now?
I'm going to the pyramids.
So you found nothing?
Found nothing.
Huh. Hey, look, there's lights coming from within.
Yeah, it seems like the likely place to find Eva. And defeated.
Cool.
Okay,
maybe
so
my wife is there.
Maybe. Tell us a little what you want.
Huh?
I don't want to deal with it. Well, so we'll take out your wife.
Oh,
your
yeah.
Okay.
She was in Europe.
We'll retcon that. Alright. So you approach the entrance, and then you see like a tunnel with like flickering torches.
Whoa, this is scary. Can I read the hieroglyphics?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You never know.
You're a scientist. That's not my special. Maybe I should have class in college. Who knows?
If you're a scientist, you might know anything.
Yeah.
Can the robot read it?
I wrote much less likely.
maybe not. 14 so far. And 9, 23.
Maybe let's get some classes at a local college.
Yeah.
But maybe not. It's only been around for how many months?
About 5 now.
Yeah, right.
5, 6 months. It says, in robot years, I'm like old.
That's how he lives right now.
Yeah.
Well, that's odd. You're a pretty smart guy.
I haven't even defined robot years yet. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you have to, like, average out how long your robots live. Like, yeah, yeah. Destroyed.
Out it's robot years.
Based on the first robot, you're ancient.
Ancient.
No, you have the first robot. It's
still around. Actually. It's just not around you.
Alright, so let's see. Talking of hieroglyphics. So there is... So, that, you know, hieroglyphics telling the story of how... the Egyptians built the pyramid. Huh. point is that they did it here. Okay, so, you know, it just built a pyramid for some pharaoh, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And you're only at the entrance, so that's all you see.
Okay. Onward.
Okay, huh, interesting.
Our blast of
extract radiation. He's got to check now.
I'm
going to
check the villains. I do not believe that you've radiation, so no. You don't.
What's my range? Let me see. 800 yards. Yeah, it's pretty good. That's why the whole site.
Yep. Well, I mean, like rocks and stuff is blocking with it. So it will reduce the range. It's like wireless.
Yeah.
So you go inside?
Sure.
Yeah.
What's your marching order?
Robot.
The robot should go first. Metal shield. Not meat shield.
I actually think you're tougher than the robot.
What?
Oh, the robot with the his force field on is pretty tough.
Yeah.
So the robot goes in first, and then it.
Mm-hmm.
And you, and then rat. Squishy. And then you both have your force shields on?
Squishy.
Oh, yeah.
Squishy in the middle.
Okay. So you go down the passageway. Both of you can make rolls. Yeah.
Well.
11.
So, like, farther down the passageway, like, you know, you see the so at the entrance there was, like, some kind of door and stuff that was blasted through, or dug through, and then farther on, eventually you happen to spot, like, different hieroglyphics. So these seem to have been named later, and it tells...
So, alien in nature?
No.
Okay.
It's not Egyptian. Well, so actually, that's true. Hebrew doesn't use hieroglyphics, so you don't see hieroglyphics, you actually see Hebrew, right?
Okay. Hebrew, right.
Did I mention to you that my character is Jewish?
I think you might have. I don't know if I should know that. Anyway, in any case...
I forgot to write it down, but Rick is Jewish, so he obviously had to have parents that were.
So you can see, you read that...
Hey, wait, I'm Dr. Jones. I should be able to read it.
Huh?
I'm Dr. Jones.
Sure.
You
should be able to
read things.
I'm Jewish. I should be able to.
Yeah, I'm Dr. Jones. I can read any language. Okay. I should carry a whip also.
I'll keep that door.
And my father should be around, telling me what to do.
That's only the third movie.
That's true. This is the first movie, right?
Yeah.
Where's Marion?
So it pretty much tells the story how the Moses used the rod to part the Red Sea, and then it was hidden.
That was the artifact that was stolen.
That's the artifact you guys were looking for.
Right.
Aaron's rod, which is the staff of Moses.
And we found pointers to the Sinai of all places.
True.
Very interesting. Yeah. Yeah, who knows?
It's a comic book.
It's true.
Yeah, I know.
It's just like, you know, this Japanese animation. Everything happens in Japan.
That's
no
true.
Oh, Tokyo.
Usually everything happens... Anything having to do with a giant monster happens in Japan.
That's true. It must be something in Tokyo that attracts giant monsters.
That's
so
true.
Just have to find what it is.
Uh-huh.
So basically it says that they put the rod in the Ark of the Covenant and stored it here.
Really? They put the rod in the... That's what's in it, huh?
Uh-huh.
That was a story, I say.
A legend.
I thought it was the Ten Commandments were stuck in there.
That's
true.
Yeah, tablets. The broken tablets.
They're also there. Theoretically, it's supposed to be.
But it's all sand.
But it's like several things are in Ark of the Covenant.
So the rod's 97 parts in the way?
No. Strangely, it's not an artifact.
It's not a relic. Is there also a mummified hand in there?
Mummified head.
I want the head. Mummified torso.
I'll cut off my head to wear it.
right enough torso.
Alright, so you keep going.
Of course.
Eventually, it opens up into a large chamber in the middle of the crater. With torches and stuff, so let's cut it quickly.
Yeah, anyone here? Can you see a shadowy figure?
You see,
a powerful looking mutant.
Well, we see the huddles. It used to be super dumb. Because they melted and they're made of wax.
Don't look at it.
Got too hot.
Whatever you do, don't look at it.
So you see
a.
So you see Dr. Francis Van Horst. You all met.
Yeah.
You met her. And then you also see your friends
in some kind of crystal case.
They all seem to be unconscious.
Is Ghost Girl naked again?
No, they're not naked.
Okay. Except for Ghost Girl. She's the only one naked for some reason.
For some reason.
Yet again. But she's reddish now, so she's kind of demonic looking. Like a succubus.
And you can both make rolls.
Cool.
Four. Two of your robots can break it.
Ten.
Okay.
And
she says, "Ah, the rest of the heroes have arrived."
Hi. It's you again.
I'm supposed to have to capture you too.
I think you should give up before it's too late.
Perhaps you should give up before I kill your friends.
You wouldn't do that. That's a good point.
There you go. I have you now.
What do you plan to do with them? This is what she spills all her plot.
I was just going to put him in class case, so I retired it. That's it.
No,
that was part of the plot, no.
Okay. Is there anything else there? Like the arc?
You don't see the arc of things.
Because of the lousy roll?
Because it's actually not there.
No.
Well, it might be hidden. That's true.
I think you should free our friends. Come on, do it. Do it.
I'll
go ahead and roll. We'll have to roll awfully high, though.
Why does everyone choose the hard way?
14? No.
And popularity now.
That's true. Says, rad.
Can I have the autograph later? After the fight.
Later, I can get your autograph.
Now, you know, we can do this one of two ways, lady. We can do it the easy way or the hard way.
No, the easy way or the easier way.
Well, it's the easy way and the fun way, but, you know, I like the hard way. I have a lot of fun showing people the hard way. It's your choice.
So what do you plan to do with the rod of...
Aaron's rod.
Aaron's rod. Who are you working for? Do I see, like, big flags of, you know...
Nazi flags.
Nazi flags everywhere.
Yeah. She says, I'm going to use it to gain more power.
You're going to part the Red Sea?
Well, I'm going to give it to someone for something else.
It's just like a barter?
Yeah, it's a barter system.
Oh, I see.
Well, maybe we have that thing that you want.
I don't think so.
How do you know? We have a lot of stuff.
You're not a very magical group.
We try.
In the literal sense of the word.
Otherwise, we're pretty magical, right? Okay. Who do you plan to trade this with? Not an evil group, I hope.
Of course, it's an evil group. It always is.
She said?
Can I just shoot her now?
So she's going to trade it with the Fuhrer for something.
Okay.
Oh, Fuhrer! Adolf.
Wait, she's She's American? German? Oh, so she's not actually a trader. Well, that's... Yeah, what if we buy it from you?
Unfortunately, I'm going to trade it for an artifact that will make me ultimately powerful.
Sure.
And allow me to rule the world.
Huh. You know that...
I don't suppose... You know, I don't think you can give me enough money for that.
I'm gonna share.
Okay, I know we can make initiative.
Okay. I'm still bargaining.
That's true.
You don't bargain with Ultimate Evil.
She's not Ultimate Evil. She's trying to be.
Oh, yeah, she's kind of a sad.
She's actually a, you know, B grade villain.
She's not ever going to be that powerful.
Yeah, she's never going to be able to be that powerful.
This is a one last chance. One last real shot of being real powerful.
But she'll just try.
That's right, yeah. She's such a pain.
Oh, I forgot to tell you that.
She's also a pan.
She's also a little shimmery.
Like, glowing magically.
Like, she's a little blurry.
Blurry? Is it radiation?
No, it's not radiation. Okay.
Okay, so she's like a projection.
Maybe.
Some type of projection. I can see like through her. She's transparent. Or semi-transparent.
Slightly.
I look for like a projector or something. Any lights
you don't
coming.
See obvious projector.
Anyways,
what do you.
Magical.
What'd you want?
43.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, really low for you.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you roll?
47.
Oh, yeah, the robot.
That was a little better, but...
Well, yeah. Still.
Wow.
I just rolled a 7, man.
She actually beat you both.
The robot's 33.
She's only got an init of 38. Actually, you guys bought 38 also.
Yeah. If she rolled average, she'd beat us.
Yeah, well, she rolled 13. So... Surprisingly, she was first.
But she didn't know we're shooting yet.
That's true, but she could see the evil glint in Rissa.
But that's expected, right? Doesn't everybody count it like that?
I've been talking about how much I enjoy teaching people the errors of their ways and how they always choose the hard way.
She said, I guess
we can work this out some way, right? Not a violent way.
She said, I guess we'll do this the hard way. And then the door behind you closes.
Okay.
And... disappears. Second thing. And the third thing is...
The room collapses.
From the shadows in the room. There's only three of you. Maybe I should do this less.
Yeah, you should. 500.
So these were designed to kill you.
Fight
you. And then these were designed to fight Donald. So I guess I'll only use these guys.
Donald has... because Donald has that magic thing.
I actually had, like, ghosts for Donald so that they will fight or disperse them. Dispersed. Anyways, you guys should be able to take these guys.
Yeah.
So six mummies. Shamble out.
Six mummies?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I hate mummies. Don't they disease you or something?
Some do. Well, the D&D ones do.
Do they...
These might.
Are they moving fast or are they just...
They're actually moving pretty fast. So they're more like Hong Kong action.
So they're like...
Mummies.
The mummy? Mummies?
Yeah.
Those mummies?
Kind of like that.
How high is the ceiling?
They're not weapons. Probably 30 feet.
So, okay.
Come on. Anyways, they shamble out. They are... And, well, that's what they do this round.
Hopefully they don't do magical attacks. If they do,
so, and then you go?
Yeah.
Did you go faster?
I'll fly up.
Leave Rift to defend himself.
That's true. You can't fly.
That's alright. You could have forced you.
That's true. I can't hit you. You can't hit me. I'll fly up and I say, Whoa! Can we talk about this? And I wait. So I'll get a wait for him to do something for it.
Okay. Riff, what do you want to do?
I shoot one. 13.
13, and you have a 9 sub attack. They have a dex 7, body 7. So that's 1, 2, 6. You have a 9 EV gun, don't you?
Looking it up. Yeah. Wait, what's your well?
Well?
Yeah.
15.
Jeez. You're wealthier than the whip.
Yeah, 9 EV.
Who is okay. Actually...
So you hit the first one, and he takes a lot of damage, but he's still up.
Okay.
6 points. And then your robot goes.
He shoots the same one. 15.
Okay, and it goes down. Okay. Initiative. I roll initiative individually.
That's better.
A little better.
I think we do the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There. Gavin, is that legal?
What?
Swapping dice.
Swapping dice?
After the roll.
This should be like a special power.
Yeah.
Some kind of, a universal power that allows you to like move dice around.
Or turn it. Turn it once.
Yeah.
This way or this way. That'd be cool. So if you roll like a 1.
That'd be like a luck power. Yeah.
1. Okay. You roll like to a 9. And the 9. Oh wait, that would be too powerful.
Yeah. One die you can like,
Or just roll one die.
So you can roll one of the die. That should be like
So if you roll
that might
like
be a cool thing in D&D.
So if you roll like a 14, you can do this. 20?
Yeah. Well on D10 you only have two choices. So
yeah.
On each die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's not very easy to get it that way.
Yeah.
Like this.
60, 59, 58, 57.
What did I get? Oh, 57. So the 5 mummies
left. They look like they're
hostile? Yeah. Oh. Well, now they are, definitely. So these guys. I'll shoot one, I guess.
Okay, bro.
I'll shoot number 2, I guess. Next one down with us. Or not.
I think you missed. You went with the euro.
Okay.
9 versus 7.
Oh, I didn't know for the robots.
Even though.
Finisher.
Okay, so I was 57. 50. Actually, you didn't go last time, so go to 1.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you waited.
Yeah. 9, you barely hit it. And then you do. 9 versus 7. Good point. Okay, 57. 6, 55, 54,
54,
55.
I shoot the same one he did and another one. So another shot.
Oh, okay. So they have decks of 9.
13.
So you do one column shift, they have bodies of 9. So they both take 3 points. Ooh, you can actually go. No, you have 4 left. So you've got 1 left and you've got 4 left. So 53, one of them goes. Oh, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4.
In the air.
He jumps up and attacks you.
Really?
You have a slight negative.
Wow.
Your dex is 7?
Yeah.
19. I go so
down,
well against the people.
No, just me, I think.
Maybe it's just you. 3 column shifts, and then you have a body of 7?
Yeah. Can't dodge.
5, 7.
Can't parry. Or dodge.
What are you doing? Yeah, you can dodge.
Shot one of them.
So it's only 2. 5 or 7. 1, 2. 2 points. find that. Tell this guy, the next guy. Well, actually, two attacks. Oh, no. Just gonna pack a roll. Oh, he says. And the robot has a dex of 7, so he got it for enough damage. Next one attacks, the robot doesn't do anything. Next one attacks you, doesn't.
Second attack.
No, that's true. Second attack. Nice. Yeah, could hit you. No polish, just so he doesn't actually do anything. The last guy attacks the robot. Yeah, it doesn't do anything. The robot goes. There's three on him.
I said, man, these guys can jump high. They shoot well, mummies.
The two injured ones.
Alright.
Eight.
She missed. Who's after all the shift?
Might get that first one, because it's been shot at twice by two different people.
Oh, that's true. Eight versus. So you have a 7 skill, 7 9 effectively, 2 column shifts, and you get a 9 hit. Okay. Alright, initiative. What'd you roll?
14. No, 54.
54, what'd you get?
48. Where's that got? 34.
It's crazy, they already have a base of 34. I didn't see if it would even pass from there. 14 is 40.
Okay. There are two that are hurt?
Yep.
I'll shoot those two.
Oh, splitting your fire.
Yeah. Well, maybe I can take one of them, yeah.
Okay.
11. Yeah, I hit.
Sure.
2 points. 2 points.
So one of them goes down. One gets 2 points down.
I shoot the injured one, and the next one dangles.
So. Or okay.
The next one is fighting the robot.
All right.
9. 9,
and they both have. One of them has 7. So you actually hit that one. And then 9 versus, let's see, 9, you 2 points. Oh, just 9.
It's efficiency.
Efficiency.
Okay, so it's three left attacks. One of them hits, goes after Rad, 16.
God. Oh. I dodge, like a madman, in the air.
So by loops. One column shift.
By loops.
He does 1 point. The second one hits you for nothing. And the third one attacks Rad. Ooh, 8. Plus 12, 20.
See what I mean? I really need to get skin armor. That's what I need.
Four. Sure. 1, 2, 3. And then 5, 7. 1, 2, 3. He takes 3 points.
Shit.
And the robot goes.
No? Maybe 0 points left?
There's no injured ones anymore. One of them's been shot at.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, right?
Shoot them.
I'm going to shoot at that one. And that's it.
Shoot them. Shoot two of them.
Nice.
You shoot two of them. So if you don't hit, make it easier for me to hit.
So you hit?
Next time, because I go before them. Or we both do, actually.
And sure. Then you do 9 plus 7, so you do 3 points. Okay, finishes. Oh. Squaring you down slightly. So the main fight is almost where it takes over the world. Wow,
yeah. Yeah.
This is one of those scenarios where the world goes, it goes, it's just fine for me.
Yeah.
46 and 33.
51.
Okay. Beat Riff. Mm-hmm. Ooh, 20. 54 plus. 43.
Is he going to roll again? You roll double ones?
No, he's going to roll. Well, actually, he should. Okay.
Just in case, right?
That's true.
You don't know,
he doesn't know what he's got. Okay, so the fast one attack the robot. 15. So, 1, 2, I don't know, it's like 13. Okay, so this, then you go.
There's three of them left.
So one of them is going to attack.
One has been attacked. I'll attack two of them, so even if I don't hit, it's the easier hit.
Okay.
So I'll attack the one that's where me attacked, and another one.
Okay.
So I need like an 11. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so the one that was attacked.
Two punches.
1, 2, 3, actually.
Three?
Mm-hmm. And he's got a body of 9, effectively. 1, 2, 3, 6 points. Let's see what he's got. And then the other one has dex of 9, so 2 column shifts. 6 points. Okay, and then lift up.
2 left?
Mm-hmm.
2 good on both.
Seven. Seven. So 9 versus. You rolled a 7.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, see what's come up. And then. 6 go. And attack. God, 18 on this.
Wow.
I just don't like you.
I'm dodging.
They're annoyed at
this one.
I always get a little higher on. I don't know why. Like every single combat, have you noticed? Because I always go down.
I think, you know, your radiation makes you easy to hit or something.
Yeah, I'm a glow. I'm outlined.
Yeah.
In darkness.
Yeah, fairy bar. Yeah, plus 2 to hit you. Okay, so you have an effective 9. So that's 2 column shifts. And then 2 points. And then the robot goes.
It's the one that's wounded.
Okay. So you do 2 column shifts. So he pretty sure he goes down. Yeah. 4 points. Uh-oh, only one left. Goes into frenzy mode.
Concentrate all firepower when superstar destroyed.
Yeah, I shot that one. Initiative.
Uh-oh.
Did you get?
45.
Hold on.
Oh.
Robot goes on 52.
Wow. What about you, Rick?
I go on 41.
Not to see how fast he goes. Oops. 40. So, robot goes first. Aha, sir! Victory is mine!
Take him out.
Seven.
Now you're gonna do it.
And then you go. 12. You get 1 column shift. So that's 9 versus 7. 3, 4 points. And then you go.
7.
And it's down 2, so you hit him. Oh, he goes. Oh, that's really enough. So 9 versus 7. Oh, 3 points, damn it.
Taking them down exactly instead of bringing the one to point exactly. This is,
that's just one of those.
This is not right.
It's not right?
No.
Just not right.
But you're always supposed to take them down to one hit point, so they got one extra round of beating on you.
What do you mean?
It's true. It happens a lot.
I would spend like a quarter of my hero point. More than a quarter.
That's true. You should hang back. What initiative? You should start hanging back.
More like a... Yeah.
Just like...
About a quarter. little bit more than a quarter. No, no. A third. A third. 16.
I've used,
Yeah.
210 to it.
210?
Yeah.
Kilo point?
Yeah.
On your character?
Yeah.
That just builds itself up.
Yeah.
It wasn't wasted on desperation. Whatever.
Hey, I paid my dues with desperation.
That's true.
How many did I spend a couple weeks ago? 150?
It was impressive.
That was 2 weeks ago. He's going on the path.
He's going on the now.
Yeah, what have you done for me?
Okay. So all the mummies are in pieces.
Okay.
They active, these mummies. They jump, they run.
Uh-huh.
Man, that's not like in the movies.
That's true.
Our compatriots, I free them from their little glass cases that they're in the conscious.
Yeah,
like
they
guards.
Are still uh-huh. out. Someone should guard them. No, no, I think they'll be fine. Let's take them out to the tent. Actually, the doors are closed.
How many of them are there? There was
five.
Four?
Four. Is Shannon's character with them?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes? Mm-hmm. We got Shannon, Donald, the guy,
Pick,
and
Sweet, the panda.
So there's four of them.
It's Tinkerbell, if you count her or not.
I don't count Tinkerbell.
He's a nutcase.
He's a nutcase. I can't believe that you let nutcases be superheroes, but he can be useful.
So is there like an obvious exit from this room?
Yeah.
There's all no way out.
There are writing all over the place.
Got an idea.
There's the door you came in for.
I'm gonna have the
robot.
There's
a bunch of torches on the wall.
Search for secret doors.
I'm gonna have the robot make a makeshift sled out of pieces of the little containers that they're trapped in.
Sure.
And the robot's gonna drag Oliver. Right now.
I'll search for secret doors.
All right. And he's gonna come back?
No, he's gonna come.
What?
Wow.
We're all gonna die here. You know that, right?
That was easy.
Okay.
That was the best she's got. It shouldn't be a problem.
Overconfident yet again. I searched for secret doors.
Hey, she wanted it the hard way. She's going to get the hard way.
And I translate the writing. translate the writing on the wall.
It says, you are so dead.
This means that I don't know what I'm
talking
about.
Okay.
I were higher than you.
Yeah, but I have a higher one.
Not that much higher.
It's a 10 now.
Yeah, it's still only one column shift higher.
I suppose it costs me 300 arrow points to get into 11 now, doesn't it?
No, it's the same. 210 per point until you hit 15. And then it'll be 2 times whatever, so 280.
That's not good.
Okay, so you look around, eventually figure out there's another tunnel.
Hey, what's this?
This is all hand weaving.
Looks like another tunnel. What do you think it was?
It's a tunnel on the floor to go down.
Uh-oh.
What the hell?
Not good. Let's go down this way.
Oh, Kevin, when we're done with this adventure, it's very important that the pyramids get buried by sand except for the top 6 inches of it. Very important.
That's going to be hard to do.
Sandstorm, that's all.
It's going to be a big sandstorm.
Mm-hmm. Very important.
Yeah, it's possible.
This brings into continuity with the comics.
What comics?
Where I got this character from.
Okay.
Okay.
Because his grandson will find it later, and it's a little pyramid about that high. The rest of it, there.
Okay.
Possible.
Sure, that's doable.
If you depends what you do with the arc.
Okay. Don't look at it. I don't look at it.
I have the robot look at it. He's not made of wax. I know what he's made of.
He's a machine. That means the lightning will shoot out and kill it.
Oh.
Right?
Okay,
it does that first. Then he melts everybody. Alright, we follow.
Because there was something else in there, though. That was like,
What?
Well, okay, so there's the Ten Commandments, Aaron's Rod. I think there was, like, Something about Jesus. I don't
know. Wasn't the Holy Grail.
It wasn't the Holy Grail, because we know where that is.
Or it's not the Shroud of Turin, because we know where that is.
Yeah.
That's what we've been discovered, hasn't it?
I don't know.
Maybe it's...
his favorite.
Mummified.
That hamster. Mummified.
Let's say it's a piece of his cross.
Could be a piece of cross.
Yeah.
Piece of the cross, one of the nails.
Or the nails. Or all the nails.
Yeah, like everything related to Jesus. If he touched it, it's holy.
If you look at it.
Or the crown of thorns, that'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Okay, so there's basically a shaft going down.
Alright. Okay.
So you can fly down. Oh, you can fly him down
too. Oh.
Or you can do something
stairs?
Else.
It's just like a hole.
It's just a hole.
You want to go down?
It's like about this big.
Really?
You can drop him first.
I'll drop him, see how. I look for the crash.
It doesn't. Can my young guy just work as a normal combinator or a visitor?
Once I've
used them. They're destroyed.
They're destroyed, but as long as you're only going to use them as a coffee maker, just, I don't care. Yeah, they still work. They don't make quite as good coffee or as good toast.
Burnt coffee, burnt toast.
I think it's something what they were used for. Because the coffee maker was used as a makeshift shield to see a couple of remains, so that's probably the...
That's true.
Whereas the toaster, what the hell did I use the toaster for last week?
I don't know.
Oh, the gas. You mean into a gas grenade or
gas?
Something?
Oh, no, gas. Killed everyone on board. Everyone's twitching. Wait, wrong gas. Oops. Some type of nerve agent.
Okay, so I think in this case, both of them are tests. The fist would make the test case
fully found alpha. Burn. Or does it make regular toast into cinnamon toast? Maybe it does now.
It's funny to you.
Maybe it does now.
It's funny to you. Everybody else makes fun of me.
So, I guess I'll find out.
Alright.
I need cross. I have cross. I'm getting a good.
Alright, so you fly him, you and him fly down.
He's flying a box.
I could open the box, but I don't want to yet.
So, do we see anything?
My drums.
It's not wrapped. It's not even boxing, it's not wrapped.
Let's see, I'm gonna do this.
I think the robot should come down too.
Oh well.
I think it's slaughter.
Probably. But you might be able to. Well, actually, you're pretty down on your point.
Yeah.
And
like
he's
30.
Spent most of them already. Man, this is gonna. This is gonna suck for both of you.
Okay.
Maybe we can just fly in, grab the rod, and
maybe.
Fly
Who
off.
Knows? Okay, so you fly in. It's another big room. There's a group of people down there.
Huh?
All of them obviously super villain.
You see it?
Yeah, they see.
How do you know? Maybe we're sneaky.
Oh, he can roll.
Yeah. Boy, you can't sneak out flying yet.
I can be very quiet.
Maybe we roll this die. Man! that's fate, I guess.
I might get
lucky. It's true.
Just concentrate all firepower on one wound. Take one out with us.
Okay. Anyway, so they're all gathered around, obviously, the Ark of the Covenant, which is
You're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong, I think.
And that's what I see you.
That's why I failed.
Close your eyes.
So it says, damn it, you escaped. Now you must all die.
Don't look at
both
it.
Of you.
Whatever you do, don't look at it.
I've got a plan.
You can...
Well, flash up. Kevin likes to plan on that.
You can flash up.
You can roll initiative.
I do.
And... I'll give you... Well, I'll give them all negatives.
That's good.
Oh, come on, this is four. Right. Someone will kill
him. Yeah, no bet. Maybe you can say that the Spectre is there. Please stand back and watch him do some do business.
Yeah, watch him. Oh!
Wow.
60. So one of them is actually
dead.
So it looks like a Valkyrie. She gets on her horse. She's got a flying horse. She flies up to you.
What the?
Get on the horse. Fly up. And she tries to hit you both. She's cocky and overconfident. And of course she goes a roll high. 4-4.
Because
the
shot
always
roll
high. Oh, it's only 8, so it's 16. Then you have a defensive dex of 7.
Wait, am I in your first shield?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you are right now.
Oh, good.
You can do it like I thought.
So you take 4 points. She's like the best person there. And so she has 16, and you have a 9 dex? 7 dex.
7.
Technically 9, so she needed 12, so only 2 conscious. And then you have a 7 body plus 6 is 13. So you take 2 points.
Wow.
She uses her, like, sword.
What kind of question for you, Kevin?
Blazing sword.
Yep.
Is the arc open?
Not yet. It's glowing, though.
I have a crazy idea that will
59, 58.
That will only work if you think it's cool.
That's true.
What?
57, 56, 55. Okay. So one of them looks like... When I was reading this guy, I was thinking, man, that's like a German version of Batman.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, sometimes it's good, of course. Because Batman is the ultimate.
Ultimate?
He's got his own comic book, man.
True.
He's got several, in fact.
But so does Superman. But so does Superman.
It's true. They fight each other to stand
still.
Alright.
Because there's 4 monthly comics and they're spread out so that there's one a week.
Yep.
But so does Charlie Brown.
Really?
Yeah.
So he fires a...
He's the most powerful ever.
Gilbert.
Gilbert. Gilbert has his own cartoon.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Batman still does. Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Pokemon. Pokemon.
Okay, so he'll use a... And it was stun powers. So he throws one thing at one of you.
Go ahead.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So it's at you. He only gets a 5, so he definitely missed. Okay, so that was on 55. Fifty-three. Okay. 53. Wow, that is weird.
Do you say close your eyes?
Yes.
Okay, I close my eyes.
Let's see, wait, before you do that, let me see. Shooting the arc.
Divine wrath, man. Don't risk divine wrath.
You'll understand.
That's true. Isn't an arc just a container? It's not really like important. What's inside
is
important.
Yes, what is inside?
Isn't it also made of like gold?
Well, it's like, it's ornately. Hard and stuff. So let me
incredibly see. Heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently,
heavy.
Two men can lift it.
It is. Well,
easily.
Too strong, man. Let's see. So the Ark of the Covenant is probably made out of stone? Stone or metal? Probably stone, actually.
Probably mostly
wood and stone.
Granite.
Wood. I would say probably wood.
No, I'm thinking. Yeah, I'm thinking.
Thousands of years old.
Yeah, I'm thinking like some kind of.
It's holy.
Granite. Well, that would be some kind of magic.
Probably granite with gold leaf.
True man can't lift that.
So I'm saying.
It's impossible.
Nine. So nine is stone. I'm saying it's probably.
12.
Slight magic thing. So. No, 11. So it's got a body of 11. Okay, so you shoot it.
Oh,
it's got,
deck.
Oh, deck. No, you're going after 11 slash 11.
Oh, it's his body.
Yeah,
I don't want to... I'm not intending to destroy it, I'm intending to open it.
Oh, okay. So that's different.
You're shooting
so
the
like
lid open?
So... I will say that's a... So I'll say the latch is probably standard 9. Small movie 9-9. Shot 13-9.
Ow.
It's got caught. For the dramatic effect. And right now, and because it's.
Put some hero points into it.
I think I will.
You have an electricity gun, so you only have an EV5 versus it. Actually, maybe that's way too high.
Jesus Christ, I'm stringing me to like a 40.
So you have a 9 attack, versus 13, so normally 15. So you're probably going to need 5 versus 9. You need 2 column chest. 21.
21. That's doable. You can put some hero points into that.
Sort of. How many hero points per...
3 per point.
Yeah. So for
double
2
your skill.
So you have 9. So if you go 6 hero points, now you only need an 18. And then another 6, you need a 15.
6 and another 6 is 12.
Another 6 is 13 and another 6 is 11.
So 24 will be 11.
24. 24 gives me some time. Right.
Okay, let's see if I can shoot it.
I close my eyes, in case.
Make a roll.
You close my eyes?
Yeah, because this is really quick.
Well, you told me.
This is the usual, you know, drop your weapons and then you shoot before they can react.
Dang it. I close one eye.
I close one eye.
Then I open it again. You miss.
You fucker, you miss.
I hit it, I just didn't do anything.
Yeah. See, so you hit it, you probably broke the lock, but you didn't actually fuck the lock.
Okay.
So how close do I have to, need to stay to you to get the...
He can expand the force field pretty far. Okay. Except, you know, then the villains will be inside the force field too.
That's true. That'll be...
Have you gone yet?
No.
He hasn't gone yet. Okay, so that was 55, or 51?
That was 53.
53? 52? 51?
51. Close your eyes, I say.
So you gonna try to shoot it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that harder because I'm carrying you?
Slightly. So.
Can I drop him off first and then shoot it?
Yeah, you can just drop him and shoot him. Just like that. He's probably not gonna take that much damage.
I'll just shoot him from here.
Okay, so right now you need a...
I'll just take my shot. No, I don't have any hero points to spend anyway. I'm at like 20 something now.
You're 15.
10, 18. I spent 20.
Oops. No, you don't need 18.
So I need 27 points left. You need 18?
Yep. Oh well.
Wait, that just went down the thing.
You also shoot it. And then they all, and then they all.
Maybe they think we're really bad shots.
Could be. Oh, that's an interesting plan. It almost worked too.
Close.
Oh wait, look. 8 plus 17. Would that do it? 25
more.
It's been down to 9.
Well, 25 to it? 25?
That would have done it.
That was 25.
Okay, so there's Superman clone.
Oh, fuck.
Well, Superman not ready.
Superman
clone?
No,
he just got jumping.
Not ready, tough. Great.
You both went, so that resets your defense. So, he jumps and attacks you. He's only got a dex of 9, so he's got a dex of 7.
Mm-hmm. But he's still holding his body effectively. 13.
Yep, so he's got a 12 versus 13 is nothing. Lucky you.
12, huh? Jesus.
He's got 12 strength. He's a Superman clone.
12 strength is a Superman clone?
Yeah.
Not a very good clone.
Well, you know, the axes don't really have good heroes. But he's pretty close. He's a close thing. Okay.
Call your robot. Robot?
How's he gonna get down here?
He's gonna fall.
Fall.
He might take damage. He might not.
He's got his own coffee maker.
Does he?
That's true. He does have a. Still has what? Too bad you both be unconscious before you can call him.
What do you mean? He can roll all ones from now on till the end of the night. All ones.
It's true. It's unlikely. Ooh. Alright. So that's, 1, 2.
Anyone look like that energy attacks?
So, Gunhorst hits you with a magic blast. You take 3 points of magic damage. So that would